So we are holding on page 516 in the middle of the topic of Dibor. We are continuing with Devarim Asurim, and the learning today Shmiaskosi as well as the Schus for Fushlem of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorah Chanalei Abashen Derach on Abadati ben Peril, as well as the Schus for all those in a Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are continuing here. He says like this. He says, "Also lahalig al divrei chachamim zechranim levracha." It's also to mock the words of the chachamim, no matter how far it is beyond the level of understanding. So there's a lot of statements, especially in the Gemara, that make it very difficult for us to wrap our heads around. We just had one recently on Shabbos where we talked about that Noach in the Teva made worms spontaneously generate. At page 516, Dave. And so that's something that's hard for us to wrap our heads around because it goes against all the laws of physics and the laws of biology that we're aware of. And yet, it's the words of Chachamim, and so we have to treat it with respect. Somebody who, despite recognizing the difference in levels and recognizing that they were on a different level than us, still mocks them. That such a person is punished with tzaya reisachas, boiling excrement. And that's actually the punishment that was given to Yashka, because that was his main thing, was he made fun of the statements of the Chachamim. Similarly, somebody who mocks people who do mitzvahs, they are comparable to an armed robber who stands on the side of the road, and he cuts off the legs of people who are trying to pay tribute to the king. So you have people that want to show their respects to the king, and he prevents them from doing so. So the king, Shevadai ben Mavis, who the king is certainly going to execute him. Because it's bad enough that he's not participating, but now he's preventing others from participating. He certainly is going to get his feet cut off. Similarly, or rather, he's going to get executed. Certainly over here, he says, if you make fun of people, and as a result, they don't do mitzvahs, they don't do the Ratzon Hashem, then you are going to be punished with Misa as well. Lachin loy tehizois. Because Zayis be Yisrael, there should never be a thing like this in Klal Yisrael. Next, also liten yad lepoishim. It's also to encourage or lend support in any way to a sinner. Ubechlal ze ha'omer l'ra toivato. Included is someone who says about something that's evil that it's good. In other words, he promotes negative behavior. Or he consents to a lie. Or avel is corruption, perversion. Anything that changes right. That changes things that are wrong or perceived as wrong to be perceived as right. I may it aid the sheker, or somebody who testifies falsely because he also is perverting justice. Also, b'matas sheker. Person is not allowed to appraise himself with false praises, say that he did things he didn't. B'matas emes, or even to praise himself with true things that he did. So a person shouldn't say, I'm so strong, this is what I accomplished, or I'm so smart, this is what I accomplished, and lie. But even if it's true, we shouldn't do it either. It's forbidden for a person to tell over all of the good things that he did. Other people should praise you, but v'loy picha, not your own mouth. Don't go around praising yourself. Besides the fact that it's very obnoxious and people are going to look down on you, that's the whole concept of that someone who chases after kavod runs away from him because it looks very self-serving and people see through it. And therefore, people lose, not only do they not have respect for what you did, but they lose respect for you. He says, A Talmid Chacham is not allowed to show how smart he is in order to promote himself. And even if others are coming and saying what a great tzaddik he is, he should try to play it down and humble himself. Because ultimately, if he doesn't, it's going to lead him to become arrogant. Rak, however, there is one exception. It's permitted for a Talmid Chacham to make himself known, basically to disclose his status. But asar in a place where they don't know him, in order to get a proper lodging or a proper or some side type of basic need. So if you have someone who's a Talmid Chacham, and if the people are not going to show him respect, they're going to be punished. And who knows about it? Only you, the Talmid Chacham. So then you should reveal who you are, so that people should give you the proper respect. That's bakavadik of someone of your stature. but not that you go and you demand it, and certainly don't tell it over to people who already know. Avalo yasa divrei Torah atara lis atar bohem veloi kardoim lachbar bohem. But you have to be very careful, because even when you're telling over people your status, you have to make sure not to make the words of Torah into a crown that adorn you, that make you look more special, or into a shovel that you use to dig, to again using the Torah as a means to your own ends. The asa laharim kol betfilos. It's also for a person to raise his voice in a very, very loud manner when he davens, ubechiyos, or with crying, or kriyas ha-tayra, or during kriyas ha-tayra. De'ika mishum yara, because it looks like you're haughty. If you're davening louder than everyone else, it looks like you are more important. Or umagam betfilo shmona esrei shamru, and you have another problem with shmona esrei, where if you talk loud, then hamashmiya kaila reizem miktani amuna. If you allow your voice to be heard, it's considered like you don't have emunah. Because why are you davening loud? If you're davening loud, it's because you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hear you if you're davening low. And that's considered mechusar emunah. You don't have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could hear, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer you, despite the fact that you're not speaking out loud. So that's a chesaron in your own emunah. Now, if you're doing it loud because you want to, it's ma'irer you, but you still have to be careful not to disturb others. V'magbiya kailai. Excuse me. Hamabia Kailai. Someone who raises his voice, I raise him in a VA Sheker. You're like the Nevi'e Sheker. The Nevi'e Sheker were the ones who raised their voices loudly on Har Carmel because they thought that the gods couldn't hear them. And Elio mocks them. And Elio says, maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's eating. So you got to speak louder. So someone who does that during Shemoneh Esrei is considered to be like part of that group, Chalila. And he's acting in that same similar manner. So we have to be careful, even when we're doing Divrei Mitzvah, we have to be very careful not to take the Torah and make it into something that adorns us, that crowns us, and also not to utilize our status in the world and not to get other people to honor us as a result of any of our accomplishments. Something to be very, very careful about. Certainly don't go around parading your own accomplishments. Nobody wants to hear it. They'll lose respect for you. It's very obnoxious. But not to even take respect, even if you have to speak up for yourself, don't demand the respect. Do it in a way where it doesn't look like you are doing it for yourself, but rather it should be in a way where you're doing it solely l'shem Shemayim.